Good morning. You listen to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Alaska at the NFA meeting, and I'm with Eric Foley with Happy Floors. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing well today.
Actually, I wanted to talk to you because you're a new vendor partner and are here at this show with a table, which means you're Tier 1 vendor supplier. Tell us a little bit about how that came about.
Happy Floors is a new partner with NFA. We've only been a member for 3 years, and we were very fortunate to be added as a core member. Previously, we were in services at the convention, and then we would be more in a specialty category.
So did you just ask to be upgraded, or talk about that?
We did. We asked, but also Tom Urban, who's running the ceramic vendor program for NFA, he said that he thought that we'd be a good addition simply because we're more of a middle to high-end porcelain supplier. So we add a really nice value product to the core membership. And there's only, I think, 3 other vendors in the ceramic category. So this is, we're the 4th vendor.
Are you here just with ceramic? Because I know you also offer an LVT line, right?
We do. We dabble in LVT. We have American-produced LVT products, but our core business, obviously, is importing our products from Spain and Italy, high-design products that we work with the factories to develop and design and make sure that our colors are on target with what the American public is buying and putting in their homes.
A little bit of your background. I think you worked for Daltile for about 15 years, right?
I did. I worked many different roles for Daltile. I also went to corporate for quite some time and actually worked in the buying group and business development role. So this is what led me into a role with Happy Floors as leading the buying groups and the top 50 customers in the country.
Give a little background on Happy Floors ownership. I mean, I know you're part of PGS, Paramount Global Surfaces, and they're owned by a private equity firm called Platinum, right?
Platinum Equity, yes, sir. So basically, our company comprises of multiple divisions. You have the commercial division, which is the Stone Source and Ceramic Techniques division, and then you have Happy Floors. So our focus is more on the residential side. So with the purchase and acquisition by the Platinum Equity, they were able to tackle 2 large segments in the industry, one being residential retail and the other being commercial. So the Stone Source really focuses on hospitality industry and commercial specifications, and we focus on mainly dealer direct type of business model. To give you an idea, Kemp, we don't have company-owned stores. We sell directly through the dealer model. We're not selling and distributing at a local level. What we do is we have 2 distribution centers, Miami and Arizona. So we didn't have Arizona originally, but we had our private equity folks that come in and infuse us with the opportunity to expand our footprint by letting us go into distribution in Arizona, which is actually allowing us to service the West Coast better than we could out of Miami. So it's a great growth formula for the Happy Floors model.
You know, from my perspective, Happy Floors has been kind of showing up on our radar in our retail survey. I think it's really interesting that 4 or 5 years ago, you were down in the lower part of showing up where retailers pick who their favorite suppliers are. And this year in our retail survey, which we had in our July issue, in the ceramic category, you came in 2nd place in service and quality, and actually in 1st place in design for the first time. That was pretty amazing, right?
Yeah, very amazing. We actually give a lot of that credit to our vendors, right? We are exclusively purchasing right now from Italy and Spain. And as you can imagine, the advanced technology that's used on the tile surfaces and in colors and finishes, we get to see that and experience that directly. And as a matter of fact, while I'm here now, we have our team traveling over to Italy to visit the Trusai show. So not only do we go to Trusai to look at the most innovative technology and products, but we go in the summers as well to go look at products before for Trusai. So if we find things that are new and exciting that we would like to bring on to our program, we'll make commitments in the summer and then look to roll those products out in the following year. We feel like we're way ahead, and that's one of the reasons that we got voted as best in design.
These 40 members that are here at this meeting, are a lot of them customers of yours, or are you doing some missionary work now?
No, there are a lot of customers here with us over the last 3 years, but I will say that There are a couple that we haven't been able to solidify, and that's probably because we were in a specialty role. We weren't a primary vendor. What I love about this program and with NFA is being a core vendor, they really try to give their business and move their business to their core vendorship and partners. So this is going to allow us to get not 100% into all the customers, just because not everyone are ceramic buyers, but the ones that are going to be able to put us into a more positive role and representation in their showrooms, which is what we're asking for.
What are you showing that they're liking? I see on over at your space that you've got some subway tiles that have some really dark and distinctive looks. How did you pick what you're showing, and how's it being received?
Oh, it's being received really well. You're referring to some products that we have on the tabletop. One's called Zalaha that we import from one of our suppliers in Spain. It's a really nice collection of four sizes with six colors that can modulate together. They all go into a design phase together, and they go to an eighth of an inch grout joint. It's a very unique product. We selected that for that purpose. So what we do is we tend to go out and purchase other products that we want to give to select dealers in the marketplace. If it's a good fit for them, then we try to partner with them on products that are unique, that aren't for everybody in the marketplace.
So Eric, some late breaking news from last week is that Jay Brown, formerly with Bentley Mills, is come over to work with you guys, right?
That is correct. I had my first meeting with Jay Brown and our director team on the residential side with Happy Floors, and he's going to be our executive vice president, so he's going to be in charge of all of operations and sales for the Happy Floors division. So we're opening with open arms. We're inviting him to come in and be a big part of our business and success.
All right, Eric, thanks for spending time with us. Again, been talking to Eric Foley, VP of Business Development with Happy Floors, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLE.net.